Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgaters Barbecue Tailgate Show. Hope you all had a great weekend out there. Might have been a long extended weekend for many with the Thanksgiving holiday. Hope everybody had a great holiday and safe travels out there on Turkey Day. The weather was pretty good, I think, for the most part in the Southeast. Pretty nice weekend. I know probably some folks maybe traveling up the northern way, maybe Virginia, West Virginia, I think probably went through some snow up there, so I hope you had some safe travels. But nonetheless, hope you had a good holiday out there. That's kind of one of our topics, hopefully, tonight. Love to have people call in and love to hear how your turkey turned out. Did you smoke him or did you deep fry? Or, you know, I forgot to mention maybe just the old conventional in the oven. So I'd love to hear about that. We did the barbecue way, I guess, that I had a smoked one and smoked a ham as well. So, but love to hear your thoughts on that and what's maybe better, or I'm not sure one's better or worse or anything like that. It's just different ways to do it. So, of course, I'd love to hear about that. Our phone number is 347-202-0263. 347-202-0263. We're kind of winding down on the barbecue season here, obviously. Not many contests scheduled here in the month of December, obviously, with we're getting the holiday season. That's why we're going to talk a little turkey tonight, hopefully. And, of course, we'd love to talk some college football. Just came out of rivalry weekend with all the there's a couple other rivalry games throughout the year and a couple maybe coming up this weekend as well, but for the most part, this was the big rivalry weekend this past weekend. Most of us probably in the Southeast and kind of looking at the Alabama-Auburn game and Georgia Tech and Carolina-Clemson. Unfortunately, my Gamecocks finally took it on the chin up there in Tigertown after five in a row. The Tigers finally got us. Quite honestly, they just just outplayed us, but just weren't the better team on Saturday, obviously. Clemson certainly deserved to win. Had some other exciting games as well. The Alabama-Auburn game, kind of unusual, turned into a shootout, quite honestly, with the tie coming out on top. I think that was 55-44. Pretty entertaining the game to watch if you like to see offense. Georgia Tech, a very, very interesting game. The ending of that game, I don't know if you had a chance to catch that one, if whether it be live or maybe on TV, but a wonderful game to take in. Actually, Georgia scored with about 18 seconds to go to take the lead in the game, and with most games, sure, I don't care whether it's high school, college, pro, you kind of usually assume that team, or I don't know what the percentage is, but probably 99.8% of the time they probably win the game, but Georgia Tech actually takes the ball and doesn't even throw a long pass. The quarterback actually scrambles, I'm guessing, about 30 yards and sets up a field goal. I don't think there was actually any time. You know, maybe obviously there was a couple seconds left, but I think when he kicked it and went through, there was no time left. But don't remember the exact amount. It was over 50, I think. They make the field goal to tie the game, and then the game goes into to overtime, and Georgia Tech gets the ball and actually scores on their first possession, and then misses the extra point. So, you know, as a Georgia fan, you got to feel kind of good. At least you got a chance to win this thing. And then I don't know what first, second play, whatever it was, but Georgia throws an interception and ball game. So Georgia Tech beats the Dogs in Athens in a, I don't know, it was a shocker, but certainly an upset. I don't think anybody really felt like. I think the majority of people to talk to would have picked the Dogs, obviously. Tech has a very good team, obviously, going to the ACC Championship as well. So, but what a heck of a game. Had a strange play in there as well. I think it was there actually during the first half, but Georgia Tech was going in to score. The guy kind of got, he was pretty much about almost like 20 guys butts up there at the goal line. The next thing you know, Georgia guy comes out of the pile and runs, you know, what, 97, 98 yards, scores a touchdown. So looking like Georgia Tech's going to score, and Georgia scores. So what a what a crazy, crazy game with some of the plays in there. But that's what makes rivalry games so special and so much fun. Florida State, another big rivalry game. The Gators actually played very well on defense and. Pretty much had a great opportunity to win the game. Winston, quarterback of Florida State, had three interceptions in the first quarter. Ended up with four interceptions altogether. But, you know, quite honestly, Florida State, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it. They're finding ways to win, or do they have a little bit of a lucky horseshoe? I guess you got to be lucky. You got to be good, you know, to have some luck. So, but they pulled out. Florida just kind of too many field goals. And, in fact, in the fourth quarter, they kicked two field goals there and that they missed and kind of had a chance to take the lead or a chance to win the game. And, unfortunately, the Seminoles end up winning the game. Florida's driving toward the end and gets picked off. And that ends the drive. Florida State runs the fuck yeah. I had an interesting stat in that game. There was a stat that said that out of quarterbacks that have thrown four interceptions in a game, there was 20 times that a quarterback this year, and I think that was Division I, 20 times a quarterback had thrown an interception in a game, and all 20 games were lost on that team. And then, strange enough, James Winston throws four interceptions, they win. So, that now 1-21. If you can imagine that, that's an interesting stat. I think that I guess it just shows you Florida State the ability to come back and win and win those big games. And you know, it's like they seem to wake up or react when they get behind. I mean, they were behind against they were behind against Clemson. They were also behind against Florida State. They were behind against Louisville. I think it was behind by Louisville, about 21 points, behind the Boston College. Excuse me. And maybe NC State, well, I think it was like five or I think almost half their games they've been behind it at some time. And a couple of them, three of them, you know, double digits, 12 of double digits. But anyway, they're certainly going to be one of the teams in the top four when that comes out tomorrow night. For whatever reason, a lot of people think they've got Alabama at the top. So Florida State's going to be your number two or three team. But looks like it's probably going to be Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and then you take the pick. It's probably going to be either TCU or Ohio State, it looks like, right now. So things really starting to heat up. We got one more big weekend, and then, of course, I guess it's this Saturday. This Saturday, Sunday, when they actually make the selection process. So, hey, we've got a caller on here. Let's bring up, 864-993. Got you on the line, sir.
Hey, Chris, I just called to listen in.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, everybody, Jane?
Ready to get on the barbecue, start barbecuing a little bit again.
Well, I guess we'll just kind of right out the holidays here. Let's we're going to talk a little bit tonight about some about turkeys. I know, of course, when we talk about barbecue, well, obviously we're usually talking full pork and, you know, brisket and all that. But how about with you, Gene? Did y'all do some turkeys? Did you smoke some?
We did. My kids, they like deep fried turkey, so we done a mm-hmm. couple of 20 pounders, and of course we ate on Thursday, and then we did it again yesterday. But I'm glad it's over with, and maybe we can get the Christmas on behind us. I'll be ready to roll for the new year.
Crank it up, yeah. Now, did y'all inject your turkeys, or just deep fried, or?
We did. We of course trim them, inject them, and like my kids, I've been doing them for, you know, about 10 years, and I wanted to try to smoke a couple this year, but my orders were to deep fry, so that's what we did. So we bought a couple of 20 pounders. I mean, they had them at 600 pounds, so we stocked up on them.
Well, that's a big old turkey to drop in some oil now. 20 pounders, that's a big old boy. That's a lot of oil getting up there, isn't it, man?
Well, I had Tisa go by and pick me up 2-3 gallons, and then Milo had them on sale again for $24.99. Then she had $10 off of $50, so I bought 2 more big old 3-gallon jugs. I'll have it ready for next year.
you use peanut oil or the?
I used the peanut oil. Yeah.
Put it on. Yeah.
But my kids just like to do it. Like I said, I let it sit there for 3 or 4 hours, and then we strain it, put it back in, because, like I said, it don't hurt nothing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's a good thing about peanut oil. It I don't know what the right word is. It holds up, I guess, for lack of a better word. You can reuse that stuff. Certainly, you want to reuse it as much as, that's probably the only, probably one of the big downsides, I guess, on frying is the cost of the, you know, the peanut oil. You figure when you buy a turkey for 68 cents a pound, that's a heck of a price. But then you, like I said, then your oil is your big, that's the big investment, isn't it? So, but it's certainly a good way to do it. I know a lot of people love to deep fry them, as long as you know you've heard you hear the horror stories. Unfortunately, some people are not as in tune or about the do's and don'ts. I mean, it's really. I think that, quite honestly, not to really minimize it, but it's just common sense. I mean, you got to get you got to get your oil up to the right temperature, and you just want to make sure that cinnamon gun is completely thawed, because you can have a big problem. You got in the ice shop thing, as we know. Of course, you don't want to have anything partially frozen when we're cooking, no matter what. But I would say in the frying process, the deep frying, that would probably be the worst situation. That cinnamon gun.
Yeah, I'm trying to show my son. I was showing my son yesterday. I usually try to slide them in about 250, and then bring the tip up on it. You know, then you ain't just dropping a cold bird in that hot grease, because it will boil over.
Oh yeah, oh, ain't no doubt about it. It certainly will. What's the rule of thumb, Gene? Is there kind of a rule of thumb on the on per pound the amount of minutes or something? Do you know
it's
what it is off the top of your head?
3.5 to 4 minutes per pound.
Pound, okay. I was thinking, I knew it was a little bit under 5. I couldn't remember exactly what it was. So, okay, so 3.5, 4 minutes per pound. So, okay. So that's about usually about a 20, 25-minute process, I guess, on a big bird. Is that about right? That sound about
right?
Well,
that was 80 minutes on that 20-pounder.
That's right, that's a 25. I don't think it's 10 pounds, yeah.
Well, I did it at 4 minutes per pound.
Okay, yeah.
But it turned out to be fine. Like I said, you know, then it's right there falling off the bone, and then like I said, I just eased the temp out on it and dropped me another one in and go with it again. But we have plenty Thursday and plenty yesterday. My kids they came over yesterday, so we had another round of it. So I'm glad turkey's over.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit when I get done on the show tonight. We'll have a little bit. Got some left. We actually smoked. I smoked the ham, and it was one of those hams pretty much already kind of done in spiral. Just kind of warming it up, just trying to get a little smoke on it and put a little glaze on it, add a little flavor. And of course, I like to smoke the. We don't have a big crowd, so we just I didn't see that I could get a turkey breast. So I smoke a turkey breast usually, and I like to brine them. So we actually brined ours, and like a maple type brine. It's got a little, not like super sweet, but it's got a little sweetness to it. But it turned out good. I was pleased with it. Nice and moist. I think the brining kind of helps, just like the injection probably on the deep fire.
Yeah.
I think the brining helps add that moisture. I mean, as we know on turkeys, they've got a lot of fat on them, so I think that's the. We did a turkey class last week at Fireside, and you know, as I was telling people there, it's kind of weird, you know. And you're growing up and all the it was the you just used to the old turkey being in that oven all day, you know. And I think that was probably why basters got so popular, because probably that bird sitting in there cooking in that oven so long probably have a tendency to dry out. So that's why people did a lot of basting. But I think that's probably part of the problem, that people are cooking in the oven or smoking. They're probably cooking at too low of a temperature and then overcooking it, I think. I think the rule of thumb is, or maybe it's a personal thing, I think the less fat something's got in it, then probably the faster it needs, not necessarily super fast, but I think it needs to cook faster, because you know, you ain't got much fat in it. You figure a Boston butt, I mean, you can go both ways on that, but, you know, even slow cooking, it's got plenty of fat in it, you know, where it kind of stay moist about it, a little brisket. But, you know, you look at like chicken or like a chicken breast, and you're trying to really cook that slow, a boneless breast, it probably doesn't work out as good, because it's just putting any fat in. What do you think about that? You think that's a... kind of good rule of thumb, or
you're exactly right. Like I said, anything that's got fat, it's gonna definitely take longer.
I mean, of course, that fat, as we know, fat may be bad in some aspects, but fat is good flavor wise. So it's nice to have that whole flavor base in there. It's like a free base in there as that thing cooks. But yeah, we fired up a little green egg and put the old bird on there and. Didn't take, gosh, I guess it took just that breast was about eight and a half pounds, I think I had. And, oh, shoot, I think it took about 2 hours, I believe, or thereabouts. So it doesn't take a heck of a long time. That's what I'm telling people. And I think some people, there's a lot of folks out there, I guess, whether in the oven or they're doing a grill, some people like to start it out super super hot, like at about 450 or something, like 20, 30 minutes. I guess kind of help crispen that skin up, and then they back it down to 275, 300, and then kind of finish it up. That seems to be a, I don't know, reverse sear is the right word, but I guess it has kind of the same effect, you know, like you do a steak, you know, you kind of start that thing off super fast and then let it finish up. I guess you kind of seal it on that outside up, keep all them juices in there, and then finish it up. So, but y'all do all the other traditional stuff. You know, dressing and so forth. You don't have any kind of different family traditions, or
we actually had a friend of ours give her some head of cabbage and some greens, so we cut all that up.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese, and we had dressing and gravy. But get off the story. I was talking to Val and Dean earlier. She was picking the Dean. He sat there and bought. He took some of those turkey breasts like you was talking about, and she said he was out there putting rub and putting stuff on it. She thought he was out there barbecuing again.
Yeah, I remember a girl I dated years and years ago used to go out to her grandma's house. They had kind of an interesting recipe. They had a bowl peanut dressing, which was kind of neat. Being an old country guy, I was always kind of a bowl peanut fan, so it was. But it's kind of different. I mean, I guess it's something maybe kind of required taste having the peanuts in your dressing, but she had an interesting way she did it. But it was actually pretty good. The peanuts weren't like super mushy, but they weren't firm either. They just kind of had a little bit of a crisp to them, I guess. But it was pretty doggone good. I used to enjoy doing that. So I guess you figure instead of having some bowl peanuts, I don't know if there's something she came up with or if other people have done something like that, but it was kind of unique, and it's pretty good, actually. Pretty neat little recipe she had. But yeah, we did the traditional stuff as well. We did the dressing and turkey gravy, excuse me, and so forth. So everything turned out good. Enjoyed it. But yeah, I guess we're kind of in the old dead period now. We got pretty much December and I guess most of January. I don't think the first SCBA contest. I think it's actually a week later this year. I think they announced the date of Port Royal. Is that I think that's actually the last weekend in February. Is that right, Jake?
That's what I looked at earlier. I think it's the 27th, 28th, yeah.
Yeah, and I think last year it was a week. Was it a week sooner? Is that correct? Am I correct with that?
I'm thinking it was.
Was it?
It's definitely going to
really
be cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we were pretty fortunate last year. I'm trying to remember. I think weather was pretty doggone good last year, wasn't it?
It was nice. But 2 years ago, we flooded.
Oh, my God, 2 years ago was absolutely, 2 years ago was miserable. And I think, as I remember coming down last year, I'm pretty sure I came through some rain as well. But once we got down there, I think it pretty much stopped. And I just remember that Friday night, I still can't get over how many people were out there, how many wings were consumed at that thing. That would just always amaze me. That was like 10,000 wings and whatever. It was eaten that night. That was amazing. But those people to me, there's probably a couple other ones obviously, but they do an outstanding job. Not only running the contest, but raising the money. Kind of the same thing that something about the Buford area, I guess, that one they have over there. Excuse me, off like Four Ladies Island. They get so many volunteers and. Get so many sponsors and all out there. They amazing between those two contests that are in that area, how much money that they raise there. But I mean, that's the whole key is the amount of people obviously there. So I haven't seen. Has there been much else posted on the SCBA side? I've seen there's probably maybe 2-3 contests have already released their dates. Has there been much other info out there?
I pulled it up a couple of hours ago. I've seen. What was the Boy Scouts in March, 21st, 22nd?
Yeah,
just I think the Horsin' and Hoggin. I seen a couple of them, hit up, for 2015, but it still got some of the 2014 stuff there. But I just seen just a couple right there at the beginning. I reckon where they're starting to sign up, but I don't think they got to sign up to first next month.
Right. Right, yeah, we missed that one last year. I guess I think I was in Columbia. The one in Sumter, I always thought they did a pretty good job with there. The Boy Scouts that I thought they ran a nice contest there. Nice.
They got the Boy Scouts to help you on Friday night and then help you on Saturday. Yeah, I'd definitely be at that one.
I remember, and I don't know if they did the same thing this past year, but I remember when I went to it 2 years ago. I mean, it was nice because I think that was kind of their fairgrounds they had of that. So you had pretty flat ground and all, and I remember the access to power and water was pretty good, and you had a pretty good amount of space, as I remember. And I remember they had a nice little. Had a nice little breakfast for you on a Saturday morning as well. So, and as I remember, I think they had a couple different places. One of them, some decent bathrooms as well, other than just Portalette. So, they kind of, if you had to, come up with a checklist, for like your top five or your best five things about a contest, they hit pretty much all of the things to me, with good smooth surface and the park on and the power and water right there, good bathrooms or additional bathrooms other than Portalette, and then a little breakfast, which I think is always nice. I mean, even if it's just a biscuit or a donut and a cup of coffee, I mean it's one less thing you gotta worry about doing and bringing or worrying about, and especially if you got bad weather or something. Last thing you want to do is have to worry about doing something like that, and then you got your cook going on. So, I thought those guys were very, very, very nice, and and had a lot of concerns as far as the cookers and everybody being taken care of. And, you know, you just like going to contests where they kind of take ownership of things and want to know that everybody's, you know, being taken care of as well. So, yeah, just pulling that up, in fact, Jack. It looks like they've got the Smoking in the Boro is March 20th, 21st, it looks like.
That's a fine weekend.
Got, yeah, then they've got, the Boy Scouts. Now, I'm seeing the Boy Scouts is still showing as 2014. They got April 10th and 11th is the Pawleys Island down there at the Big Beaver Bar. It's like Big Brothers and Sisters in Florence is 27th, 28th. I don't see Horsin' and Hogging yet. I haven't talked to Dwayne, but I got to believe more likely. I think Dwayne is usually the week. The last week in March, so I got a feeling he'll probably be 27th, 28th as well.
I think that's what it's showing from last year,
we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. I don't feel quite as bad when you got one way over in Florence and you got one in Aiken. That's a pretty good separation in distance where, you know, you got some people where it's pretty good riding all. So if you do have two on a weekend, at least it's not so close by and so forth, and that works out good. So, that's all the ones I really see up there. Hey, I think we got our man, Mr. Lee, you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Dan Four, sorry about that. I think I clipped off there. I didn't see the line up there. How's Mr. Blowing Smoke doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Is Gene on the call?
Gene, we have Mr. Gene Culberson on the line. Yes, sir, we do.
Isn't it amazing? He ain't called in for 5 years. Clemson finally wins something. His ass calls in on the phone. I don't understand.
He just wanted to know. Chris, you don't realize. I just walked in. They wanted me to come down there on Saturday to cook barbecue, but ended up I cooked wings for 2 days.
Wings for 2 days.
I cooked chicken wings for 2 days.
Shut up.
That's a lot of damn wings for 2 days, man. Damn.
How many people that cook barbecue didn't even know Gene was a Clemson fan until this year?
I didn't realize they knew how to party that long, but they did.
Chicken wing. I like it. Yeah, I'm just kind of scanning the there's only about two or three, I guess, listed on here. Of course, yeah, we just hit December here, 2014, so we got a ways to go. So that's the first couple ones we got on the board. I guess Van Brew's Barbecue. That's always the first one though. You kind of see, and they got two or three others in there. So hopefully we'll get a good lineup.
You talking about the SCBA? You know that crap don't come up to 2 weeks before the event.
Oh, boy. Because we do have our, we got the Marshals meeting January 17th, I see on there. They got two things, actually. They got a Marshals meeting, and then they got a judges seminar on January 24th. That's way over in Conway. Wow. That'd be a good ride for somebody. Now, this is interesting. I just noticed this. They got the Marshals meeting. Must not have been a real big crowd, I guess. So maybe this is at the action figure. They got the Marshals meeting at Doggone Bar Reach's Barbecue. Come on now. Dang it, guys. Man, I think that's the actual. Is that the original figure part, maybe? 1600 Augusta Highway, West Columbia?
Yeah, that's where they do it every year. They go over there and eat that nasty ass barbecue
really?
And stuff. They cater it. I understand.
That's kind of a slap in the face to the SCBA people, isn't it?
That's a huge slap in the face. And the barbecue tastes so I hope they enjoy it.
I mean, I apologize to all these people. I don't know.
You mean the barbecue sauce.
But, you know, this is it's a judge organization. It's not about the cook, so I'm sure they're over there judging that delicious barbecue that's 6 days old.
Well, that leads me to believe that if they're going to Mauritius, I'm gonna have to change my sauce recipe then because they must be more of a sauce contest. They go on to Mauritius to eat, then. So I might have to make a change here. Then does that tell me something? Maybe if they're going to Piggy Park.
Yeah.
Holy smokes!
I would say. And it kind of makes you wonder what Jeff and Gene have been doing it at barbecue to win. They must have been cooking something before and letting it sit out and using that to turn in.
Well, and they must be going to mustard sauce. I mean, they got to be using mustard sauce. Got to be.
It's like a
they gone yellow. They done gone yellow on me.
They're using Newman's Own honey mustard dressing.
Oh boy, that's fun. Yeah, I swear. In all seriousness, I never have noticed that. They go to the barbecue, son of a gun.
Look at them the last few years. They've all been there. Wow. We ought to all ride by there and throw eggs at them.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. Hey, Dave. Wow. Yeah, I don't, there's not much. I guess the KCBS has maybe got a couple of the events in December or. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. Do they have a certain date they wrap this up? Because I know they got, like, their team
they
of years and stuff
Calhoun,
like that,
too. Georgia this weekend.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, their last
weekend.
Yeah. That's the one they started last year. Hey, they did it at KOA Campground. That's their last one for the year.
I didn't look at the weather. I think it's supposed to be super cold, is it? So they won't be too bad up there in the old mountains. Because that's up there in the old mountains there in Calhoun. Well, that's up 75, isn't it? My bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's starting to get up there. It's south of Dalton and Ringgold and all that.
Yep.
I looked it up. About 225 miles from my house.
Yeah, it's a good little ride. Once you get through Atlanta, you got another hour and 15 minutes going up to Calhoun. So,
You going to Kansas?
Well, I looked at it, but it ain't but $7,300. I'll have probably $400 on fuel.
Yeah, what do you know, man? That's another thing. We need to get these barbecue contests cranked back up. I mean, the gas is basically over $1 a gallon less right now than probably right when it was, I guess, in barbecue season last year. I mean, what were we playing?
Last 2 months, it's been nice putting a little fuel in the truck, going up the road, and coming back on $100.
Well, I know you guys are burning diesel, but I came up. I had a couple points, and we met on the other side of town. We're coming back, and there's a new station opened up in Mart. Man, it was $2.25 a gallon. You can imagine that. $2.25 a gallon. Of course, that's regular gas. But man, I'm thinking, look, Lord, we're talking $1.30 a gallon. Figure, probably last February, March, and so forth. So that makes you got these big old trucks pulling these rigs. That makes a difference, doesn't it? Man, $1 a gallon.
Yeah, it'll burn through it. I don't know. I'm sure Gene's does better than mine, but I used a quarter of a tank going to Charleston a couple of weeks ago. But, I mean, that wasn't bad. I used a quarter going down and probably a third coming back.
Yeah, that's one thing about that. Obviously, as we know, one of the big costs is fuel costs. So, absolutely. Well, Lee, you got any? You got any big cater drives planned for month of December, or just going to be doing some maybe just cooking some turkeys or things like that?
I got a few people already asking me to do turkeys for Christmas, and then I got a catering job this Thursday, but I got to go all the way to Charlotte because some asshole takes all the jobs here in Columbia that doesn't even live here.
That's pitiful.
I know him. He's pretty much a prick, but that's all right. I get.
That's what I heard too. I heard the same thing.
But his wife's nice, so let it slide.
Well, we got to be talking about this different guy then. Different guy. Different.
He don't have but like 8 or 9 good fingers anyway, so I try not to mess with him.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to cater lunch, and then Saturday we're kind of double booked. the Ma-in-laws will be at the Irmo Farmers Market for their Christmas market doing barbecue and sauce, and then we're doing that charity event, that benefit to raise money.
That's right.
Tony and I are going to do it, and Kevin, the guy that cooks for me sometimes, he's going to cook some ribs, and they got one other guy cooking. That's Saturday. I guess it'll be from, you know, all day Saturday, but it's at a bar, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Well, that's a good thing there. Well, that's a good thing.
That's close enough. I can get drunk as shit. Kristen can come get me, and I'll go back and get the trailer Saturday.
Sunday. There you go. That sounds like a pretty good plan right there now. I like that plan. Well, if you have much, well, for me, I'm kind of playing it by ear. I'll see. I have the old surgery tomorrow, so I don't expect any terrible things. But I said probably won't be able to do much for 3-4 days. You know, don't really want to move around a lot. Keep the hand up in the air. Keep the arm up in the air.
You probably save a lot of money not having to get them custom underwear anymore, won't you?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just really excited about all the beer I'm gonna be able to drink too, to be honest with you. I mean, this is huge, man. I'm gonna have to probably change my. I have to buy another bigger cooler, but I realize that. But that's okay. That's a problem I like to have. That's kind of an inside joke, folks. You have to tune into Lee and I's conversations the last couple of weeks to get on that one. But yeah, probably about 3 or 4. I think I got to go about a week, 8-9 days, and get my stitches out. So hopefully everything will go good, so I can grab a pair of tongs again, both hands there. Should be good. We got a couple of luckily no really got a couple of cater drives coming up, and don't know what. Actually, the football team is calling me, and I'm supposed to be cooking for the football team for a meal sometime in late December, so I'm supposed to be doing that. And I think going back up and cooking for the baseball team one more time, hopefully. And got one other little, did a couple of parties about 2 weeks ago, and then I think we got one Christmas party we're doing. But other than that, nothing really huge around here. So looking forward to, got a couple lined up in January, some catering jobs. So should be good. Kind of like probably a lot of people right now, just trying to get the old trailer, kind of got to get all cleaned out, and doing a couple of modifications here and there, and so forth. And me and Randall played a little bit of phone tag, so I got to share that with him until we get the big deep south, so get that board rigged up on there. So
I've played
phone tag a couple times, so kind of catch up with him. I was kind of waiting to work out. I hope it's probably sometime next week or something, after I get his hand somewhat healed up, make it a little bit easier, because still got to get the old TNT off there. I've already had about 4 or 5 people call me about buying it, so I don't think I'm going to have any problem selling it. So I'm sure they haven't decided if I was going to sell it or not, but I think I probably will. I'm trying to figure out how many. I mean, 8 smokers is enough, isn't it? I mean, do you need more than 8 smokers? I mean, I don't know.
Well, not unless you got a Tisa at the house. Gene runs one, Tisa runs two.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. I appreciate it.
What's the weight difference on those, Chris?
That's a good question. I don't know. I got to believe the one I'm getting. I don't think it's probably much different than what I got. I hope it is, because I would want it to be much more weight back there. But I think it definitely will be more. I don't think it's going to be a heck of a lot of difference from what I got now. So, well, how much the one you got, Lee? What's that thing, like 600-700 pounds probably?
The one I got?
Yeah.
No, it's about 1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds, really? Holy smokes. Damn.
Yeah, it's giant. I'm telling you,
are you getting a big one like that, Chris, or?
Chris can't handle that one that big. Chris can't handle no unit that big.
Mine's a small one. They call it the junior GC, I think. I believe that's what they call it.
They call mine the compensator.
Well, you're probably looking at 700-800 pounds then, maybe.
That's what I'm guessing. And I think the old TNT is around about 600 pounds, I think. So yeah, it ought to be hopefully fairly close. I'll be quite honest here, because my trailer, you know, just being 7 foot wide, I don't think I wouldn't need. You know, of course, I'm getting the firebox on the side. So I mean, I couldn't have stood, but hell, it would have took up the whole back end of the dang thing. So, you know, size wise,
yeah,
it really works out about right, quite honestly. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it though. Definitely, so I want to get a couple of practice cooks in on it. So
you don't need one.
I did. I picked up my other rig down in Jacksonville to go. So I got another kind of catering rig. It's two smokers on a trailer. One's a vertical and the other's like a big old, almost like a big flat. I mean, it probably hold, God, I don't know, 50, 60 leg quarters, something like that. Probably. And then of course it's got a vertical smoker on as well. So I got that, man. I pretty much just for catering, just to make it a lot easier cooking chicken and especially if we're doing like mac and cheese, stuff like that. Well, sometimes I've had to borrow somebody else's rig. So now we got one. Now we can, Kathy can pull it with her vehicle. So make things a lot easier.
I thought that,
yep.
Jesus, I thought Gene had all the money. I didn't know you were having a whole trailer built too. Good Lord.
Did you have your Lane smoker for sale?
My Lane?
Yeah.
No, I tell you the truth, I'm trying to solve what I want to do. I think I told Canada I got so much sentimental value in that damn thing. I don't know if I can let that one go. I would probably keep my Lane before I keep my TNT quite often. I mean, it probably sounds strange, but
I seen somebody. I don't know if it was in the paper I won or something. I seen that somebody had a Lane smoker. You know, I just seen that in a number on.
Oh, did they really? Was it a 60?
It was.
Well, how much did I want for it? Out of curiosity, that.
I'm thinking now, because I don't think it was a deluxe, but I think it's got the deluxe. I think they had 3,000 on there.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must have had a deluxe, but yeah, probably newer than mine as well.
Chris can't sell that. That's his Vegas smoker.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, just so much sentimental. I don't know if I can get rid of that thing. I love my old Lane. I got to be honest with you. I like that Lane. It's been a good one. I'll probably.
Well, sometimes you need a heater in the winter, and that's what they're good for.
Yeah. That's what happened today, quite honestly. Is we spent, Kathy took the day off. Of course, maybe tomorrow I'll take me to the hospital, but we spent the whole damn day trying to clear out the garage, see if we can get this other smoker in the dang garage. So I keep the Lang and this other one in the garage. So we got more dang smokers than I got sense right now, I think. So.
You talking about your catering smoker?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as big as what you think it would be as far as the trailer. It's on the back it's double doors, and it's got three racks, and then down below it, it's got the firebox, and then to the left, it's kind of got like a holding box where you could put stuff in there, and if you had finished beans or finished some meat or something, it would hold it right there. So it's kind of a vertical looking box, quite honestly. And then on the front of the trailer, it's just a big, I guess it'd be the equivalent of like a big Alvaron, you know. And it's built like one of those old Metal Creek where it's got the grate, you can flip it. And it's got a thing that locks down on it. So if you put a bunch of chicken, or I guess you even put a hog on it, you know, and you need it to flip the hog, you just flip this gate down, lock it down, and the thing turns, and it turns over. So I hadn't used either one yet. I did fire up the the vertical one, and you know, I just kind of seasoned my run some smoke through it, and it held the temperature pretty doggone good. It didn't really take a lot of charcoal or wood to get keep the temp going, so I was pleased with that part. I hadn't cranked the other one up yet, so we've got to cook. I forgot about a cater job. I got to cook like 25 turkeys for. I've got myself volunteered for a mental health association here in Aiken. I volunteer to cook all the turkeys for them for a big lunch they have for a bunch of kids and all. So I think we got that like Wednesday week, I think. So I'm going to use this smoker to cook the turkey. So,
Gene, what's going on with you, man? You buying anything new? You getting anything new? I mean, I know Clemson won. Is that pretty much the end of your year?
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, well, there ain't a whole lot more to look forward to it.
Tisa told me I was going to behave so I could buy something for the kids for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Kristen said she's going to send you her list.
There you go. I like it.
If y'all looking to get me anything, which you should, because my birthday had passed, y'all didn't buy me shit, and Christmas is coming up, I'll take money so I can go to Jim Burke's class.
They starting to fill up. I saw a post on there.
Yeah, I got my Burke barbecue fund. I'm going to need that taken care of fairly quickly. So, Chris.
How many has he got signed up so far?
I don't know. He's only taking 22 or something, I think.
Oh, really? I saw he posted that it was starting to fill up or something. I don't know. But, well, only 22. Well, that'll make it we ain't got so many folks and all. We get more of, I guess, one-on-one or whatever. So that'll be nice.
That's what he wants. He said 22 or 25, I think is what he said. He said he wants it to be personable. He doesn't want it to be like a Myron Mixon class where 100 people show up and – I told him he wasn't like Myron Mixon, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, 25 is a good crowd, probably, you know, for the most part, I would think. So that should work out. How many is Myron? I don't have an idea. How many Myron Mixon do in his class?
He's usually in the 80s.
Is it really?
He does 100 per class, and he does 10 to 12 classes a year. It's $750 a person, so that's $750,000 just off of barbecue schools, plus.
Dang.
That's right.
And I have heard the people that. People that go to his classes enjoy it. They say he does a good job with it. I mean, they say it, you know. It's worth the money, or you feel. I don't know if that's the right word. You feel like you're getting your money's worth, I guess. Maybe that's the right word. People I've talked to that have done it, supposedly. So,
$750,000. Yeah, he does. That's $75,000 a class for him. That's crazy money.
Woo!
Perfect.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty strong, man. That's strong.
I'd be able to drive a truck like Gene had and put all the tires I've been wasted all year.
Well, that's the craze now, obviously, because, I mean, you know, I guess you figure 5-7 years ago, you know, I don't know how many guys you had doing classes, and now you look at it, and they're just, you know, they're all over the place. I mean, I guess this area, I guess Jim Berg, I don't know if there's really much anybody else in this area, but, of course, I guess you got that rub of this class on there, and of course you got the guy from Kentucky's got his. What's his name comes over to Louisiana, doesn't he? Johnny Triggs, doesn't he come to Louisiana and maybe do it with somebody else?
Yeah, he does a couple in Louisiana. Melissa Cookston actually is doing one too, but she said this is her last one.
Oh, really? I didn't know she even did them. I didn't realize. Is her mainly a whole hog class, or she do all the other stuff? Or?
I don't know. I saw it on Facebook. She said that she inadvertently posted it, and people signed up, and she said she'll go ahead and do this class, but she didn't plan on doing any more, and this will be it.
Huh. I'm a doggone you. I didn't know she did that. I have to say, I went to their wasn't last year, maybe it was year before. Yeah, I guess year before football season. We went to her restaurant there in I guess that's actually South Haven technically. Down below
yeah.
Memphis. And you know, it was it was pretty good, I thought. You know, because you hear about all these people that are, you know, competitors or, you know, whatever, or places well known and have restaurants and all, and, you know, some of them don't pan out or whatever. But I was kind of, you know, we kind of got a smorgasbord, per se, and I was kind of impressed. I thought, you know, we got some barbecue and some brisket and some ribs, and I thought it was pretty good. She had some good sides, and it was a nice restaurant. I mean, it was, it looked like it was, it kind of had the barbecue atmosphere, you know, but it wasn't like super nice. It just had that aura about it. And in fact, went around back there, and her husband was there, and in fact, chatted with him. So she had a couple of rigs back there, and
yeah,
I asked him to come up there and take a look. And he was good, good guy. So nice. Yeah, Memphis Barbecue Company. Is that what she calls the place? Memphis Barbecue.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
A new trailer with like two giant backwoods on it or something like that.
Yeah, the trailer was they just got it. In fact, he was telling me they hadn't had a chance to paint it. They actually had one, two. I think I might look at the picture, quite honestly. And I think they had like four backwoods or four or five. Two of them were huge, and then they had two or three others on there. I mean, this thing was unbelievable. The size of the trailer, it was an interesting design trailer. It was like the trailer was kind of it's kind of an open design where the cookers were at, and then it's almost like they had a little work area, and that work area was probably that's probably 10, 12 foot long, and I guess that trailer was probably 8.5 foot wide, but it was kind of interesting looking. It's kind of reversed where you usually see maybe more working area or enclosed area, and then less like your back porches. Well, theirs was kind of reversed, and because they had so many so many backwoods on there. But yeah, a couple of those things were huge, man. It was quite a rig. Very nice.
Yeah, I think Gene's going for that too. He's trying to have a different trailer for each competition, I think. Sounds like a four artist. Gene, we got to start this place and getting pictures out in front of all his smokers, shaking his hand like, look who I met today.
I want to get teeth out there kicking on one of those trailers.
Yeah.
They're going to start trying to double up on the damn prize money, man.
We all know teeth can cook. There ain't no doubt about it. It showed this year in the second of state.
Is that they're going to have what, backwoods one and backwoods two now then? So, I mean, so you can have two teams and double up on your women?
The backwoods barbecue girls is what Tisa is.
That's right.
You know, the only grand family is a female.
That's funny.
She still behind you with that, Gene?
Oh, she's in there. We bought her a new sewing machine Saturday, so she's in there trying. She what do you call that? Embroider machine. Yeah, but that's what she's in there doing, playing with it now.
I'm talking about Katie being the grand champion. She still reminding you of that every now and then.
Oh yeah, pretty often.
Pretty often.
I'm not gonna take her to any more kids' cook-offs. Well, I told them about the Calhoun George. You know, Calhoun, they having a kids cook off on there on Saturday. Boy, they've been talking about it all week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a little haul for y'all.
But no, they'll probably. I know they'll be cooking in Evans. We'll definitely be cooking that one this year.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to buy
the burger
name. Evans.
Yeah, what's your name? Won it 2 years in a row. Two and Bruins won it. His kids won it 2 years in a row, I think, hadn't they? I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he. I don't think he can cook it this year.
Yeah, he's probably too old
now. I need to go and dethrone them, man. That's two in a row. You need to get them out of there.
Well, he's probably getting too old. Shit, he's got to be 14, 15, 16 years old.
What is the, out of curiosity, what is the, or is there one, is it my content? What is the actual, is there an actual age, out of curiosity, I don't even know, on the kid contest? I mean, is it usually like 12 and under?
I think it's like 10 to 15.
Oh, okay. I didn't have any idea. I didn't know if they, you know, had a number that they used, or is it just by contest they kind of screen it or whatever?
Yeah, they give them, I think it's 2 pounds or 2.5 pounds of hamburger meat, and then they give them, you know, the green egg to cook on.
Yep.
And then you just bring your seasonings and, you know, your buns and cheese or whatever you're going to mix it up. Then they give you, like, 1.5 hours or 2 hour window. So when you start, you know, you don't have to, you can just mix your stuff up early, and then the little pits are already started for the kids. All you got to do is just kind of open it, close it, let them patty their own hamburger and, you know, make it up how they want to, and then they turn it into the judges in a box. It's pretty neat.
Wasn't the big thing they did, or maybe I got it mixed up, but didn't they win it at least 1 year, maybe 2 years, when they used, they actually used donuts as the buns for the burger? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of them. We've seen one of them doing it. Was, they cut, it was a donut or something. I can't remember exactly what they did. You're right what they did.
They got a big old Krispy Kreme or something, as I remember. And that's what they used was probably a kind of neat idea, I guess. And just doing something.
They sell them there, and they are, I'm telling you, they're good for you.
If there's a heart stopper, that has got to be it. A damn burger on a Krispy Kreme bun. I mean, if there's a heart stopper, that's it, baby. I guarantee you.
I can think of a lot of worse ways to go out.
You're right about that. Oh, Lord. That's pretty good.
Gene wouldn't be able to do anything without Texas ketchup.
But I know the girl, they ready to try it again this year, so.
I love watching
it. And that's pretty good of Greg, you know, with Fireside.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to them doing that for the kids and stuff.
Yeah, it works out good for everybody. I mean, he pre-sells those things. I think last year he actually did Komodo Joe's. They were willing to work with them more, so. And he does the Komodo Joe's. But, yeah, it works a good thing. He gets to do that for the kids. They get to go out there and have fun, do a little contest. I think first prize is one of those little mini eggs, or maybe they got a mini Komodo Joe or something, I think.
They actually gave two of them away.
Did they really? Wow. And I think
the girls won third place, but the first two places they gave one away.
Wow.
Yeah, sure did.
Well, last year he sold them all. In fact, I think he kind of tended it. I think they sold 5 or 8 more or something. So he sold, I don't know how many he sold, probably 20 of them, I think. But it was a good deal for people because it's a good price. And, I mean, heck, it's only been cooked on once, and then the thing's already put together. I mean, the only thing you got to do is find something you take out their truck or whatever and pick it up. And, of course, they did charge you. They're going to deliver it. They will deliver it to you. But, I mean, heck, they can you go out there and just pick it up, man. It's a good price. So.
It's probably good that the girls did not win that thing because they would have never seen it anyway.
That's for sure. No, I think more events need to do stuff for kids because, you know, when the kids come, they need a little something. You know, even if it ain't, you know, 1 or 2 hours, and that just means a lot for them for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. I don't know about it. That's a good thing. Definitely. All right.
Or.
Well, I see I made it. Go ahead, Gene.
You keep the damn kids in the house where they belong.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, that might be a good one to show on, I think. Oh, Lordy.
No, I like bringing mine because mine work.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
The truck there.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, good deal, guys. I appreciate y'all calling in. I'm going to go in here and get a little food in my system, hit the sack. Got to get up kind of early to go do a little cutting on me tomorrow. But appreciate my buddy Lee Blowing Smoke calling in. Our good friend Gene Culverson, Backwoods Barbecue, calling in as well. Congratulations, Gene, on your big number two finish in the SCBA this year. But appreciate you guys calling in. We'll crank it up again next week. Everybody have a great week out there. And even though my guy's chicken on the chin, we're going to close it out with, you know what, go Cox. See you next week.
Bye, guys.